Well, being a Sydney Swans fan, having lived in Sydney for a number of years, it's an absolute honour and pleasure to have my next guest on the line. His name is Paul Roos. Of course, apart from being an absolute legend as a player, he was, of course, the head coach of the Swans when they claimed their first premiership back in 2005, the first time in 72 seasons. Paul Roos, first of all, welcome to the King Review.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
Now, before we get into the reason for the chat, I was just interested to hear, what are you up to these days? No longer coaching at that high level. What are you up to these days?
Yeah, I've got a number of things. Main thing I do is a leadership company called Performance by Design with sort of three other directors, which is really enjoyable. Working mainly with corporates, but taking some of the footy philosophies along with the corporate philosophies and talking about culture and leadership and empowerment and all those sort of terms that readily get thrown around, do that. Also have another business where we run business and wellness retreats, but obviously that's been put on hold. They're normally run out of Fiji, but we're probably looking to have one in Australia next year, so that's exciting as well.
We'll have one... You should have one in Cairns, of course, the Fiji of Australia.
Well, I used to have a house up near Cairns, actually, in Oak Beach.
Oh, beautiful.
Beautiful. So I spent a lot of time up in Oak Beach and a lot of time in Port Douglas. And it's actually one of my favourite places in the world, up around your part, your neck of the woods. So absolutely, I'd be more than happy to come up that way. It's particularly this time of year, I assure you, it's a little bit chilly down in Melbourne, and I'm sure, what are you up there, 25 degrees or something?
Yeah, I think it dropped to about 23, so it's a little bit chilly for us.
Everyone's got jumpers on up there.
Of course, you know as well.
Yeah, exactly. So doing a little bit of work with North Melbourne Footy Club as well, which is interesting, just a bit of part-time stuff and helping out with the exec there, CEO and coaches and stuff like that. So yeah, pretty busy, which is great.
Very, very busy by the sounds. Now, one of the reasons I wanted to chat with you today, apart from make you jealous about our beautiful weather at this time of year, mental health in the workplace. You're part of, some new technology, a new campaign, to really raise awareness about what employers, what businesses can do for their staff, the importance of wellness and mental health. Just tell us, a little bit about that campaign and that technology.
Yeah, absolutely, certainly. Yeah, look, it's called Australia's Healthiest Workplace Challenge. And in my time in football and then in the corporate world in the last 4 or 5 years, clearly, people go to work and they spend a lot of time there. And I think we all need to do a little bit better for our employees. Obviously, it starts with ourselves as well, making sure we're looking after ourselves. But I think we're spending so much time at work, we need to provide, a much better work environment. So with Shea Wellness, who have developed this absolutely incredible technology, it's a technology that reads your body from outside in. So you actually take a photo, and I've done it myself, and it actually individualises your program. A lot of problems with, whether it's health or diet or mental health issues, physical health issues, it seems to be a one-cap-fits-all. The great thing about the Shea Wellness app, it's really individualised. And then over a 30-day period, it's a free, free sign-up. You'll get webinars one every week. You'll get check-ins. You'll get, reminders on your phone or your computer around what you have to do today. So it's a really simple way to raise awareness around, not only mental health, but your physical health and the combination of the two and how important that is to show up as best you possibly can every day.
As coach, you were credited with really focusing on some of this stuff and really bringing that into the club. When you were playing, though, in the 80s and the 90s, was mental health and wellness and meditation, these type of things, were they ever a part of the game back then?
Yeah, well, I started playing my first year was 1982, and certainly it was all about physical health, and it could have been, and it was quite... I say quite brutal. It was just the environment. So there was no sort of care around the mental health because I don't think anyone really knew what mental health necessarily was. So we were just sort of head down, bum up, working extremely hard, training, long hours, getting home at sort of 8:30. So in a sense, probably the worst work environment you could be in because we'd already worked from, some guys were sort of bricklayers and landscapers, and then you'd come down and train really physically hard. Probably probably wasn't until when I started taking over as coach, and my wife Tammy's a meditation teacher, and we brought her into work with some of the players and made it sort of voluntary. So it was around about that time when footy became very much a full-time vocation. Then we started unearthing a lot more problems. Players were a lot more open around talking to coaches and teammates around the problems they were having. And then bringing Tammy in back in 2003, yeah, it was very groundbreaking. So we had some significant results with our team, obviously winning the premiership in 05. Tammy came with me to Melbourne in when I turned up there in 2013. But now it's very mainstream. And I think learning from football and how progressive they are in so many different areas of looking after players, it's something that workplaces can really learn from. So it's now, as I said, really mainstream, you know, talking about mental health, talking about, and it's not just mental ill health either. I think sometimes when we talk about it, you know, we tend to think people, you know, are mentally ill. Now, there are clearly are, but it's also everyone has, you know, Wayne Swash mentioned this to me once. He said, everyone has mental health. You know, some people have mental ill health and some people just have, but we all have to work on it. And I think that's the biggest thing that I've picked up through working for a footy club for many, many years.
The work you did back at the Swans as coach reminded me a little bit, or reminds me a little bit, of the work that Phil Jackson did as head coach of the Chicago Bulls in the NBA. You know, he was credited with, you know, bringing Zen philosophy and meditation. As you said, it wasn't just about the physical side of things. It actually looked at mental health, at wellness, and at a time, as you said, it was groundbreaking because it wasn't a part of footy.
Yeah, and no, I read a lot of Phil Jackson. He's certainly groundbreaking, terrific books, and I'm sure you've read them. Yeah, great books. But yeah, I mean, he did it even earlier. I think you're talking with him in the sort of late 80s, early 90s, you know, when he was successful with Michael Jordan. And, you know, he used to give players, you know, their breathing exercises before training and after training. And, you know, to their own admission, they sort of thought, what are we actually doing here? He'd also give them books to read when they're on, you know, interstate flights, you know, travelling from country to country, which they did regularly over a 82-game season. So it was fascinating. So to read what he did, I took a lot of, you know, a lot of time, you know, reading his stuff, and took a lot out of what he said and did.
And I just think, I guess, back to mental health, and as you said, it's not just talking about mental illness, it is about the other side of things, maintaining a good mental health. I mean, you know, to have someone of your stature, and there are many others, I guess, just leading this debate, I just think it's so important. Mental health now is just so prevalent across all sectors, all demographics of the community. So, you know, I guess the reasons for you to contribute to this debate, to really be a leader in this space, what sort of motivated you on that front?
Yeah, I think I've seen such a change and the relief of players when they come and speak to me about it. I think that's probably one of the big reasons. For anyone listening out here that thinks they're going through by themselves, you're not. Reach out. And the change I've seen in players when they've walked into my office and have sat down and said, "Roosie, look, I'm going through this, this, this and this." And you can see the difference in their body language when they turn around and work out of the office. You know, it was so different. And to know that they had someone to support them and help them. And I think often when we're in these situations, we think we've got to fight them alone. I think that's the big thing. And footy clubs have been amazing. You know, guys like Tom Boyd coming out, you know, talking about it openly. And a lot of players have come out and spoken about it. I think that's fantastic for people that look up to these, you know, athletes, and whether they're, you know, women athletes, men athletes, football, netball, you know, it doesn't matter what it is. I think it's fantastic for people out there listening to understand, you know, a lot of people go through these problems, but the main thing is just reach out. There are tools, there are people to help you, and that's why I'm, you know, excited to be part of this challenge.
I'm talking here to Paul Roos, absolute AFL legend, but he's also put his name behind the Australia's Healthiest Workplace Challenge, encouraging businesses and employers to focus on the mental health of their staff. I guess to wrap us up here, Paul, when you're talking with corporates, business leaders, are they responsive to the need to focus on the mental health and the wellness of their staff?
I think they understand it. I just don't think they know what to do with it. So there's certainly a far greater awareness about it, which is fantastic, because that's the start of it. And I think something like, you know, the tools here, you know, the Australian Healthiest Workplace Challenge will give them the tools to do it. I know Tammy, my wife, goes in and does a lot of speaking about meditation and mindfulness, and they know it's really good for them. So the next stage is everyone to get behind it, start to do it, raise the awareness internally within your office, and really create a fantastic work environment for people to come in every day and to really want to bounce into work and know that they're getting looked after really well by the leaders. And I talk about this all the time, you know, leadership, you have to look, you know, you can't be a great leader if you can't look after yourself first and foremost. Mm. And then once you do that, you can look after your staff, and you'd be amazed. You know, even from a productivity point of view, there's so much data out there around, you know, a healthy, happy workplace and what that does for productivity.
Paul Roos, I could talk to you about a lot of things. We haven't really even touched on on footy, but it's a massively important topic, mental health across the board, but also in the workplace. Paul, thanks so much for being on The King Review.
Yeah, thanks very much. Really appreciate it.